God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 8, Day 3. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
John chapter 21, verse 15 to 19. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me."
Write down anything you feel the Holy Spirit has revealed to you, pausing the recording if you need to. Peter's denial of Jesus was not the end of the story. Jesus was crucified, but rose again, and Peter saw him with his own eyes. The third time Peter saw him, they had this conversation. Just as Peter denied Christ three times, when he restored Peter, Jesus asked him three times, "Do you love me?" He wasn't asking the question because he didn't know the answer, but the answer that Peter gave would define the rest of his life. Love for Christ was the foundation of all that Peter did from that point on. It enabled him to love and care for others and not give up or back down, even in the face of death. I want to love you, Lord, with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I want to love my neighbour as myself. Like Peter, I want love for you to be the foundation of my life. Thank you for loving and forgiving me. Help me to love like you do. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you. And Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.